You're listening to A Crazy Little Thing Called Love Dev. Today's episode is 115. Toby One Kenobi. Better late than never. It is late. It wasn't meant to be late, but it's been late. I don't know what's going on, folks, but I've just caught another cold. I had a cold 2 weeks ago, right? So just after I did my last podcast, I can't remember if I told you I had one, yeah. I had a cold, disappeared, felt fine. And now I've got another cold. Like, how does that even work? I can describe it as waiting for a bus. You know when you say you wait for one bus and two come along at the same time? It's literally that. How do you get over a cold and then get another cold? Unless it was the same cold and it kind of stayed there, just like lingered on and waited. And then when you, I don't know, I don't understand. Like, I went to the gym and everything. Then I'm thinking, is it because I didn't fully recover? And I felt fine, but I still went to the gym because I like to keep up with my routine. And then, because I've used a lot of energy, I do use a lot of energy in the gym. Even though I don't want to. Is that the reason? I don't get it, man. I mean, I even Googled it. That's what we all do, don't we? Google it, see what it's about. So I Googled, can you get a flu twice? Like, one after the other. And apparently you can. I didn't know that. I just thought, maybe I'm getting old. Do you know what I mean? Like, so apparently you can get, like, influenza A, and then you can get the B straight after, or vice versa. And I'm thinking, why are there so many strains of different flu about? Then check this one, right? So, as you know, I work in the care industry, and I went to the hospital after ages. I went to this hospital that I work at. Didn't realise there was a bloke in there. He had COVID, right? Obviously, I knew afterwards. And I don't mean now. But then I totally forgot about it because I was working with him. And then I woke up this morning and I thought, maybe I've caught COVID. Like, because that bloke had it and I was only with him only about a couple of days ago. But maybe it's that. So then I did a COVID test, hoping that it is. I don't even know why I was hoping that it's COVID. Maybe because I just wanted an answer. And it's not even COVID. So I don't get what's going on. I think it's old age. Like, I'm taking, you know, your regular vitamins. I take all of them. Maybe that's what it is. I'm overdosed on vitamin. So the good news is that I have took a day off from work. I say I took a day off. I was off anyway. So I'm working tomorrow and I thought, yeah, maybe I just need to rest up. But then I bought, you know, those cold sachet things that you get, right? So I usually buy them from Aldi. Oh, here's another thing I've got to tell you. So I buy them from Aldi, yeah. And like I like them ones because I feel like they work. But my local Aldi shut down for about a week and a bit, because they were refurbing it, right? So I actually bought the other sachets from Lidl. And I rarely go to Lidl because the Lidl, it's not far, but like, Aldi's much closer, and I prefer Aldi. Sorry, Lidl. Although you do have a good bakery section, I'll give you that. But anyway, so I bought them Lidl ones, right? And it says non-drowsy. I'm not going to lie to you, but after every one I had, I just fell asleep. How can that make you fall asleep when it says non-drowsy? Don't get it, man. And it doesn't, I don't feel like it doesn't work. When I've had the Aldi ones, mate, they've worked, man. But the little ones, yeah. I don't want to spend a lot of money. I know I can get other brands, but they're expensive. So, you know what I mean? Cheap and cheerful. Actually, going back to the... I'll tell you about the Aldi later on, because it's quite funny. Before I do that, let's do a Ask the UK, and then I'll tell you about Aldi. Like, it's really going to be interesting, but it's funny. So let's do Ask the UK. As always, I get all my stuff off Reddit. I'd be lost without Reddit, I think. I won't get any content, innit? What I love about Ask the UK, so it's all like UK related, United Kingdom, yeah, Great Britain. People ask the weirdest questions, innit? So someone has put up, would you accept speed bumps on your road? Would I accept speed bumps on my road? I think on my road, it doesn't really need it because, as we all know, like, a lot of people, there's not many places to park these days, right? So people just end up parking half their car on the pavement and the other half sticking out on the road. And because my road is quite long, but it is a quiet road, it's not a main road. You know, there's a lot of cars, a lot of houses, so there's nowhere really to park. So it's one of them. Like, you're going to slow down anyway because there'll be a car on your left, there'll be another one on the right. Somebody will probably be driving down the opposite way, so you're going to have to stop and let them out, or they let you out. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So in that sense, it doesn't really need it, but occasionally I have heard people driving really fast. You can tell, you know, from the sound of the speed, you know, they've got that big exhaust pipe that sounds like a frigging ship horn, right? So sometimes I think, yeah, you need to slow down, mate. Stop being a twat. Do you know what I mean? What are they? So, yeah, on my road, nah, probably not. But where I live on a bend, so there is a blind corner. I do think sometimes maybe we could do with one speed up there just to slow them down. But you never know. These days, I mean, I was in Sheffield the other night, right? I did this bingo calling thing. And Sheffield, I didn't know Sheffield is so hilly. I've been there a couple of times. And I can't remember where this gig was, this bingo gig was. But it was, they actually do have a comedy night there, funny enough. I saw a leaflet afterwards. But it was in a place where it was, you know, I remember going up quite a lot of hills just to get to this venue. And it was all like 20 miles per hour zone. There weren't any real speed bumps, but there was a lot of 20 zones. And I thought, blimey now, how many 20 zones has Sheffield got? There's a lot. But going back to the speed bump thing, I hate a road with speed bumps, I'll be honest. Because it just ruins your car. Especially if you're speeding. I suppose that's the whole reason behind it, isn't it? It's to make you slow down. It's the ones, right? I don't know if anyone has noticed this. Costco's got speed bumps, right? I don't know why I'm bringing them into it. But they've got those plastic ones. The really small, sharp. They're right. You guys know what I'm talking about. They are annoying. They are probably the worst speed humps you can get ever. If it's tarmac, they're not too bad because it runs over smoothly. But when it's them plastic cheap things, I feel like they just ruin your car because my car bounces when it goes over them. Oh, what is this podcast turning into? Basically, this person has put down, I live on a small cul-de-sac. Why would you need a speed bump with a cul-de-sac? You're not going to get anywhere, are you? Of about 100 houses, it's fairly narrow, but comes almost straight off a bigger road, like a Y. As a result, people come shooting down that road at 30 plus miles per hour. Speed bumps on your road can be a pain as you're on them all the time, but would they be a compromise you'd accept? That's what he's put down. It depends, do you know what I mean? If there's a lot of deaths, people getting injured, then yeah, I'd accept it because it's the only way you're going to control people from speeding, unfortunately. You know, There's a lot of debate going on about that, actually, at the moment, especially in Birmingham, where I live. There was a lad who was driving down a main road in Handsworth on Soho Road, and he was late at night. It wasn't even like, it was like 8, 9 o'clock. And he ploughed into another vehicle and killed that person. So, you know what I mean? It's like, there's no need to speed. Like, the only time I speed, I put my hand up, is probably on the motorway. But I only do it if the road is clear. You know, if there's not many cars, I'll go over 70. I'll go between 70 and 90. That's probably my limit. But, you know, it's, you can't speed. It's, you can't do it. It's not good. That was Ask the UK. I thought I'd mention that. I don't want to put any downers on anyone. I mean, I'm downers on myself with this cold. You can probably tell. I wanted to tell you about the Aldi because it was quite funny, right? Basically, as I said earlier on, our Aldi had a refurbishment. Yeah, that's the word, isn't it? So, the Aldi that I go to, it's been there for years, man. Actually, before it used to be Quicksave. Used to be a supermarket called Quicksave, and then they went under. It turned into this Aldi, and it stayed the same. I think over the years, the only thing I've noticed they did was they put in those self-checkout machines, which wasn't that long ago. That was less than 6 months ago. So it was very old-school Aldi. And I knew where everything was. Do you know what I mean? Get in the Aldi. I know my way around. I knew how to pack my trolley. And then they refurbished it. Yeah, and I thought, I need to do the big shop. So I need to go down there. And I went down there. Still looked the same from the outside. And I thought, oh, they ain't done much, have they? And I went in and I went, wow, it looks bigger. It looks generally bigger and longer. I don't know why. But they moved everything, do you know what I mean? Like, everything is moved. And it was funny to see people in there. Like, the people, there was a lad in there, a young lad, with his kids, yeah? And his kid went, Dad, I don't like it. I don't like the new Aldi. I was laughing my head off, right? And I said to the bloke, I said, this is mad, isn't it? What have they done here? And he goes, should have just kept it as it was, isn't it, bud? I went, yeah, man. I said, why have they done that? Just leave it, innit? There's nothing wrong with the old one. The old one had character. Do you know what I mean? It was so funny to see people in there, like, shopping. I said to this one bloke, I said, sorry, mate, I forgot to pick up the pizzas. Because I went past them the first time. I didn't realise they were there. So I went, and that was what annoyed me, was that I had to stop and go back and look for something, and I didn't like that. Whereas before, I knew where everything was, and there was this old geezer, and I went, sorry, mate, I was meant to get them pizzas. I said, I don't know where everything is, and he said, and me. I said, it's like Crystal Maze, isn't it, in here? And we was both laughing for ages. Crystal Maze. And then I got to the till, and they've got a lot of new staff, right? Obviously, new Aldi. And one of the old staff was there. He was on the till. And he's one of them people, right? He'd look under me trolley. I'll get me bags ready. Do you know what I mean? You know those big bags you get, shopping bags? I'll get them ready in my trolley. He lifts it up to see if I put anything underneath. He's the only one who does that. I don't think he trusts me. Anyway, I said to him, I said, mate, what have they done here? He said, I said, it looks bigger. And he went, no, it's an optical illusion. I went, is it? He went, yeah. If you look at it, he said, it's the way they've designed it. You think it's bigger, but it's not. It just looks wider. And he said, that's an optical illusion. I said, all right. I said, is everything new in here? And he went, no, no. He went, the card machine's the old one. The printer's the old one. He meant the thing that prints the receipts. And I went, all right. And he went, and the furniture. He goes, look at this chair. They just kept this chair. They didn't even give us new chairs. And I said to him, that's what happens. Wherever you work, establishments never think about their staff. Just like the NHS. So I wanted to tell you that. I don't know why, but I thought I'd mention it. Because it was something that happened. Maybe you've noticed that. Maybe you've been to an old, you've had an old Audi and they've done it up and you just don't like it. I don't like it, man. I feel like I have to go up and down it. Whereas before, I just went round, grabbed that, grabbed this, done that, do this, bam, 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 boom, 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 boom. I've got it all. I think they're just trying to be a bit more modern, aren't they? They're trying to, like, compete with other supermarkets. But Aldi, you're old school, man. You just stay as old school. Don't need to change, mate. This one, I'm not too sure where it is from. Possibly America. I might be wrong. Look at me doing rhymes. For me to get attracted to a weird news story is always the title. And like I say, I never read it beforehand. I just look at the title and go, that's the one. This one, I think it's in America. I might be wrong, but we'll find out in a bit, won't we? Okay, today's weird news story is Willow Springs man staged a farm accident, paid someone to cut off his feet. It sounds like a farmer paid somebody to cut off his feet. Let's see what the story is. West Plains in Tory Thompson's 20 years of law enforcement, the Howell County Sheriff, Office Lieutenant, has examined his share of bizarre incidents. When a man appeared to try and cash in on an insurance policy by staging a bloody farm equipment accident, it became the strangest case of his career. Would-be fraud and gruesome scenes are part and parcel of Thompson's job. But the combination of those circumstances is odd. The details made it odder. In November, the Howell County Sheriff Office sent out a relatively vague press release to local media about a situation involving a man in Willow Springs who had lost his feet in an apparent staged incident with a brush hog. That's a rotary mower often attached to a tractor. Lost was a literal term as the severed feet could not be found by responding medics and law enforcement officer. No other details were provided amid the active investigation. The case was recently closed. Thompson shared details with the news leader on Wednesday about the event that piqued much of the South Central Mississauri County's curiosity. So it is America. It was a poorly executed plan, Thompson said. I've never seen anything quite like it. When the call came into an emergency responder, it was described as involving a man whose feet were severed while brush hugging. But Thompson said it was quickly apparent the incident was staged. The feet were freshly severed. That much that true, according to Thompson, who said the man was in his 60s and a known paraplegic in his lower extremities. Authorities were immediately curious about the torniquets on his legs and who put them there in the immediate aftermath of the alleged accident. The man, who the news leader is not naming because he was not criminally charged, apparently, but got some help. Thompson said that a man from Florida made the trip to the small Ozark town to cut off the man's leg with a hatchet, executing an alleged plan to commit insurance fraud. Wow, you'd go that far? You'd cut off your own feet to get money? That is crazy. The wounds were not very convincing, the lieutenant said. With cuts that were much too clean to have been done by a brush hog. If it was done by a brush hog, it would have been a bloody gory mess, Thompson said. I've seen those types of accidents before. This wasn't like that. As the investigation continued, Thompson said investigators determined the man was attempting to get money from insurance claim. Since he never formally filed the false claim, Howell County prosecutor did not press charges. Basically, he tried it and he knew he was going to get caught, so he just thought, I'm not going to go for insurance. Annoyed by the resources it wasted on this situation, the sheriff's office considered pursuing criminal charges of filing a false police report. Thompson said but the man was so severely injured from the incident that it would have been an arduous process to have him in jail. He had a lengthy stay at a local hospital. Ha ha! And where did his feet end up? That's a good question. So he actually cut off his feet. Wow. A couple of days after, we got a call that a relative found them in a bucket. Obscured by tyres, so we went and got them, Thompson said. Maybe his feet are under investigation. I'll tell you what, one thing, that bloke has took it a step too far. Whee! There we go. I still got it. Comedy. Oh, man. People don't think about these things through, innit? You and the dude are trying to do an insurance claim. They do not think about it, do they? That is a mad story, that is, man. Why would you do that? How desperate are you in life to get your feet chopped up like that? It's nice to speak to you all. Do remember, if you liked the podcast, give it a like, give it a share. Leave a little review on the Apple, on Spotify, wherever you listen to. If you're able to leave a review, it does really help. Trust me, it will push me back up in the at least the top 50 or 100, even that. All right, guys. Take care of yourselves. Don't do anything stupid like the last bloke did. And I'll see you on the next episode. Oh,